We're here with ESPN's John Clayton, looking at the Broncos' free agents right now. Other than Von Miller, where do you think the biggest key is for them to focus on?
The biggest key, I mean, first off, they've got to resolve Malik Jackson's situation because it's going to be tough. Because obviously Von's going to get the franchise tag or get a deal. They're not going to put the franchise tag on Malik, but I mean, he's so important. I mean, because, you know, he should consider the $11 million offer that might be out there, but naturally he's going to be thinking 13, 14 or million or whatever, and that could be tough because it's a great situation working with Wade Phillips, having all that defensive personnel around. That group has grown together, and it's a good group for many, many years, but they may lose him. You know Danny Trevathan's going to go because that's natural. He's going to get $7 million someplace, and it can't be Denver. So there's going to be some losses, but it's still a good team. It's still good in the secondary. It's still good with, you know, two pass rushers. If indeed they keep DeMarcus Ware, you know they're going to keep Von Miller, and they've got Wade Phillips.
Does it seem like that's kind of the struggle for every Super Bowl champion? Free agency, everybody kind of comes poaching, right?
Absolutely, because again, what happens now, you have a salary cap. And if you have good players, they're going to get good money, and they're going to outprice what their ability to do. I mean, they're going to be competitive on Malik Jackson. They already are competitive on Malik Jackson, but he may have priced himself out if he thinks he's going to get to 13 or 14 millions. Clearly, Danny Trevathan is a great guy to keep, but he's outpriced himself to stay there. Just go to Seattle. Same problems. I mean, you know, they liked Byron Maxwell as a second cornerback. He got $10.5 million and left. He outpriced himself. I mean, Bruce Irvin, their linebacker, is very good, but he's outpriced himself. When you draft well, and that's the pleasant problem to have, and when you really look at the 2011 and 2012 drafts of John Elway, phenomenal. Absolutely. You saw how many free agents left, but then you get compensatory picks. Now you want to try to keep them, but unfortunately you can't keep everybody.
Same thing happened with the Patriots last year, too. Other side of the ball, the quarterback situation seems a little bit fluid, but today head coach Gary Kubiak had a lot of good things to say about Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, and I think that you could see the fit. I mean, they would not have been the number one seed without Brock Osweiler. He learned during the stretch. He got better each game except for the last game. He'll learn from that, but you can see you can win with him. It's a different style. I mean, this is no longer the 13-3 team. This is now a 10-6 team that wins with scoring 23, 24 points and giving up 17. But it's still a winning formula. It still wins division. It still gets you into playoffs, and it still can get you to the Super Bowl.
Okay, thank you very much. That's ESPN's John Clayton.